Pete's been great. You know, I think he went into this offseason, obviously it was a pretty big offseason for him. But he really focused on kind of revamping his swing. And really what's going on is he's been able to hold his positions a lot longer, stay behind the baseball and rotate behind the baseball. Yeah, I think in years past, like his flexibility has been like a gift and a curse. So when you see him hit like a home run off a ball that's like one ball above the ground, it's like, wow, that's amazing. But then you're like, wow, maybe how are you even in the position to hit that? And so he totally revamped his swing. He worked extremely hard at some of his drills that he was doing over the offseason and spring training. He didn't see a lot of ton of results. So it took a lot of trust to kind of continue down the path of what he was working on. And obviously getting off to a hot start, it's been great for the team because offensively we're not nearly close to what we should be doing. And, you know, we've got a couple guys off to a slow start. So Pete's been instrumental in being a big part of our wins.
Are you surprised that things clicked as fast as they did in-game results-wise?
That's a good question. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I knew, like, when I watched him and heard him talk about what he'd worked on, I liked what was coming out of his mouth, and I liked what I was seeing from his work. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot. All these guys have hitting guys in the offseason. And they come back, and they're rejuvenated. They're excited about stuff they work on. You know, and some of it you just don't know. You don't know if it's going to click. With Pete, I was extremely, extremely hopeful because, you know, some of the stuff that Jeremy and I have seen for the 3 years being with him, you know, he was working on all this stuff. We're like, yeah, that's it. That's what we've been trying to get to for all these years. And you're just seeing a complete hitter. And that was the one thing when I first met Pete was he didn't want to be known as a power hitter.
Right.
And you could see his willingness to use the whole field was always there, and his power was always there. But his hit abilities, it's off the charts, like, and it's starting to show up now. And for me, the big sign is he's taking pitches that he's never taken before. And so when a hitter is making good decisions at the plate where they're taking tough pitches, lets me know that that's something that's sustainable. Obviously, he's going to go through a drought where things aren't great, but it's just basically having good quality at-bats for the whole season.
Well, that was going to be my next question because, I mean, especially with two strikes, mm-hmm. his discipline seems like it's off the charts right now. So that's all interconnected.
Everything is interconnected. And to me, it always starts with the decision-making. You know, I think like a lot of the times, like especially if you're just watching a game, you can see a hitter that's anxious, that doesn't trust himself. Usually their swing rate goes off the charts. But I know when the pitchers, like when they make a good pitcher's pitch and you're like, man, how did that guy not swing at that pitch? That's where the hitter is like, okay, you know, he's pretty locked in. And we know Chase is going to come. Like, we don't ever want to be afraid of Chase. But when you're making really good decisions and, you know, he's Pete Alonso, like he that's 100 walks in the bag just because of his name. Like, you know, so we get his on base percentage up, and I think all the rest of it's going to take, you know, it's going to take care of itself.
Eric, thanks for your time.
All right, got it.